Recreational fishermen in New England say commercial trawlers are threatening the survival of smaller businesses that rely on a healthy stock of Atlantic herring. The small forage fish is vital to both the marine food chain and the region's economy. Rich Hinninger with the Rhode Island Saltwater Anglers Association says years of overfishing depleted the population and continue to have negative impacts on the ocean ecosystem.
The predator fish, like the striped bass, they're scrounging for anything that they can eat. And we often see fish that are long and thin because they're really not getting sufficient nutrition.
Hinninger says anglers want the New England Fishery Management Council to reestablish a 12-mile offshore buffer zone to force large commercial trawlers out to sea and reduce conflicts with businesses closer to shore. The council is accepting public comments through April. For more than a decade, New England anglers worked to amend the Atlantic Herring Fishery Management Plan to protect inshore areas from the effects of industrial trawling, which can ensnare massive amounts of marine life in football field-sized nets. But a previous buffer zone was vacated in 2022 after a court determined the depletion of Atlantic herring couldn't be scientifically proven. Jacqueline Higgins with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says just 20% of a healthy Atlantic herring stock remains.
We're hoping that we can really pinpoint what kind of spatial and temporal restrictions need to be put in place so that we can come to a better compromise with managing the fishery.
Higgins says charter businesses, bait and tackle shops, marinas, even whale watching operators are all dependent on Atlantic herring. She says it's important their voices be heard as regulators consider new ways to manage the population and ensure all entities have access to this small but significant fish. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.